your Bibles, please, to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 17. Ezekiel 17 in your Schofield Bible, page 857, 857. And we'll be reading just two verses. We'll read the verses together, verses 22 and 23. And if you're using a Schofield Bible, you need to be ready to turn the page during the reading of verse 23. As is our custom to do, let's all stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. And let's read together, please. Ready? Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it. I will crop off from the top of his young twigs a tender one, and will plant it upon an high mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And then I'm reading for you another verse of Scripture, certainly a familiar verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. What a significant day it is. The first day of the week when we are bid and by a word to come together, and we come this morning because we believe thee, because we believe thy word, because we believe that here in this place, where the preaching of thy word is preached and where thy saints are gathered, that something special will once again take place. Certainly we rejoice over every soul that comes to thee. We rejoice to be a part of this ministry and this great church. But we know too that there's rejoicing in heaven today because of those who come to Christ. Bless, we pray, our preacher, the preaching of thy word, and each listener, give us carefulness to hear, diligence to do that which you'd have us to do, in Jesus' name, amen.
I want to read for you just one of the lines that we read a while ago, and you'll wonder how they apply to John 3:16. I want you to notice, in this, the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, that's a tree, cedar of Lebanon, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar. Now here is the text. And under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. All fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And that reminded me of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, all fowl of every wing, whosoever, get it, under this tree, the boughs of this tree, of cedar of Lebanon, may come all fowl of every wing. And then John 3:16, whosoever shall believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now you have to listen carefully this morning. Somewhere in the sermon, I'm going to say something that categorizes you. I don't mean I'm going to point out your sins. Quit wiping your brow with your handkerchief. But somewhere in the message this morning, I'm going to get to your crowd. I hope you'll listen very, very carefully as I speak. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help me to encourage the hearts of thy people and to alert those who are not thy people to your wonderful grace. Speak to us in these moments together, please. Amen. Listen very, very carefully as I lay the foundation. The cedar of Lebanon is the czar or the ruler or the king of the forest. It was the most exalted tree in all of the Middle East. It's the ones, by the way, that the tourists see today in Lebanon, just well may be the same tree that was spoken about right here. These are trees that live a long time. And much like the olive trees, sometimes they live 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 years, they say. And in this particular forest of trees of Lebanon, the Bible uses this little parable. It says, from the highest cedar, God took a branch, the highest branch, and he put it on a high mountain to bear fruit. And it said that all kinds of fowl can come to find refuge in its branches. The eagle, the sparrow, the wren, the redbird, the robin, the bluebird, the blue jay, the pigeon, the dove, the bobwhite, and the raven, and the blackbird. All of these could come and find refuge in the boughs and the limbs of this great tree, the cedar of Lebanon. Now get this. In the limbs of this tree, there are no reserve branches for the best birds. In the branches of this tree, there is no slum limb for second-class birds. The branches of this tree, there's no such place as across the tracks. Every branch is available to every bird. Doesn't matter. All sorts of fowl. There are no admission signs or reserve seats. There is no first-class section, and there is no coach section. They all are equal. There is no admission price. No ticket is needed. No tiny sparrow, or the tiny sparrow may share a limb with a giant eagle. And the unclean raven may sit beside the clean dove. And the blackbird is as welcome as the robin. Now this morning, listen carefully, I'm speaking today to a little sparrow. Most of us are these little sparrows. And I'm speaking to you today, some of you, as a little sparrow. Just a common bird. There are millions like you. You cannot sing like the bobwhite. You cannot soar like the eagle. You cannot dress like the peacock. You cannot pose like the robin. You cannot talk like the mynah. You cannot glide like the seagull. You cannot coo like the dove. You cannot discern like the pigeon. The honest, simple truth is, you're just a sparrow. There are millions like you. You're one of those one talented people, and you're not even sure what that talent is. You can't sing. You're not a good speaker. You're just average in appearance. Your personality does not sparkle. Your IQ is nothing to write home about. You're just a sparrow. But this great tree in Ezekiel chapter 17, where God says every fowl of the air may lodge, points to another tree. And that tree was Calvary 2,000 years ago. And God is saying, just as every fowl of the air can come and lodge in the boughs of the branches of this cedar tree, even so, it doesn't matter who you are, you can come and find refuge and forgiveness of sin at the cross of Calvary. Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. So the tree Calvary holds out its branches to you. Maybe you're a bus kid. The tree of Calvary says, come and find refuge in my branches. It just may be that you are a widow, or Mr. Average, or poor, or single parent, or another face in the crowd, or just a common person. As I said a while ago, there are millions like you, but I have news for you. The tree of salvation opens its branches to you and says, come and find lodging under my boughs. You're as welcome as the eagle. You're as welcome as the peacock. You're as welcome as the wren. You're as welcome as the dove. You're as welcome as the pigeon. You're as welcome as the minor bird. You're as welcome as the bluebird. You're as welcome as the redbird. You're as welcome as the robin. Aren't we thankful that the sparrow could come? Aren't we thankful that people like you and like me? See, I never have been a wren. I never have been a peacock. I never have been a soaring eagle. I'm just a common fellow reared in the ghettos of southwest Dallas. But thank God, hallelujah, God comes and says, hey, Mr. Average Person, come to Calvary and hide in my branches. Flee to him for salvation. Flee to him for comfort. Flee to him for strength. Flee to him for courage. Flee to him for help. God said, all the fowls can come and lodge under this branch. I'm speaking this morning to a raven. You're an unclean bird. You have not been peaceful like the dove. Your life has not been beautiful like the pheasant. You're not useful like the wren. Your talon has been cruel. Your beak has feasted on unholy flesh. You have been rejected for the holy sacrifice. Other birds shun you. You're an unclean raven. You have swooped down to the basest of earth, and you have been deceived with the prince of the power of the air. And you say, would God have me? You see, this little sparrow is welcome in the branches of this cedar of Lebanon. And the little sparrows, the common people, are welcome at the cross. And not only that, but the raven was likewise. The old dirty raven, a carnivorous creature that feasted off, like a buzzard today that feasted off the flesh on a highway. And God said, doesn't matter if you're just a little sparrow, you come to Calvary and I'll give you refuge and salvation. Or if you're a raven, unclean, dirty, you come and you also can find refuge in my limbs. Yes, you say, Brother Hiles, would God have me? I'm not just a sparrow, I'm a raven. You see, Brother Hiles, I spent my early days as an alcoholic. Brother Hiles, you understand, I'm an unclean person. I've done awful things. And Brother Hiles, you understand, would God have me? Oh, yes, yes. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come every soul by a sinner. Come every bird, the simple little common sparrow. You come to Calvary. And the raven with its sins can likewise come to Calvary. You too are invited. Come with your guilt to the tree of Calvary. Come with your sin to the tree of Calvary. Come with your broken life to the tree of Calvary. Come with your broken heart to the tree of Calvary. Come with your load of sin to the tree of Calvary. Come with your wrecked plans to the tree of Calvary. Come with your shattered dreams to the tree of Calvary. Come with your dashed hopes to the tree of Calvary. Hey, this tree is not just for the pretty pheasant. This tree is not pretty just for the pretty peacock. This tree is not just for the peaceful dove. This tree is not just for the impressive blue jay. This tree is for the sparrow, and it's also for the raven. Jesus says to the most righteous person here, come to Calvary. He also says to the one who's lived the wickedest life, you come and find refuge in the tree of Calvary. Come, alcoholic, the tree is for you. Come, unwed mother, the tree is for you. Come, Magdalene, possessed of seven devils, the tree is for you. Come and nestle in the tree of Calvary, and God will make you the first one to see the resurrected Christ. Come, woman at Sychar's well, has had five husbands, living now with a man that's not even your husband. Come, come, woman at Sychar's well. Come, Rahab, living there on the wall of Jericho, has a harlot to sell your body to the lustful hands of men who travel in and out of that wall. Come, Rahab, you can find refuge in Calvary. Come, Magdalene, you can find refuge in Calvary. Come, crooked Matthew, tax collector, you can find refuge in Calvary. Come, deceitful, crooked Zacchaeus, who's taken money that's not yours. Come, you can find refuge in the tree of Calvary. Come, thief on the cross about to die, you can find refuge in the tree of Calvary. Oh, thank God, this tree of Lebanon, God said every fowl could come. I'm speaking this morning to some sparrows, just common people like everybody else. The tree holds out its branches to you, the tree of Calvary. I'm speaking this morning to some ravens. Life has been wicked, wasted, lived in sin, and God says, come, find refuge at Calvary. Then I turn my attention this morning. I'm speaking to a blackbird. You have been chosen to suffer. You have not the glamour of the blue jay. You don't have the vigor of the eagle. You don't have the beauty of the dove. You have a broken pinion. Your branches have been a hospital bed. Your nest has been a sick room.
You're too weak to fly south for the winter. You envy this bald parakeet. You covet the happiness of the canary. You wish you could strut like the peacock. And you're jealous of the frisky sparrow. Let me tell you, not only the common sparrow can come to the tree of Calvary, and the wicked raven can come to the tree of Calvary, but the broken-hearted blackbird can find refuge in the tree of Calvary. Tree of Calvary beckons you. Come with your crutches. Come with your wheelchair. Come with your weary wings. Come with your sleepless nights. Come with your stooped shoulders. Come with your cancer. Come with your fears. Come with your anxieties. Come with your worry. Come with your heart condition. Come with your blindness. Come with your deafness. Come with your burdens. Come with your heartaches. Come with your sorrows. Come with your trials. I don't care how low you are. There's room at the cross for you. I was thinking as I was sitting here a while ago, my mind began to wander as I was sitting here a while ago. It seemed like almost every day my heart is broken because of someone I love having a trial. I preached Thursday night in Santa Clara, California, and flew back through the night as I told my class this morning. I forgot to get my driver's license. Went out to the place Friday, his house, and I drove out to the license bureau to get my driver's license. They took my picture. I said to the friendly little black girl there waiting on me, and I said, "Don't you think I got better looking in the last 4 years?" And she said, "I noticed that. You're a lot better looking than you were." I said, "You're a lot smarter than you were, too, by the way." I walked in that license bureau, walked in line. Before I could even get established in line, one of our members walked up. And he said, "Preacher, pray for my son." I called his name this morning, Ryan Jones. Pray for Ryan. He has a bone disease, and we're concerned and worried. Every day, this morning, we picked up the announcements. I didn't know about Mrs. Tudor. Dear friends, every day of my life, I want to thank God today. Mr. Tudor, you can come to Calvary and gain strength today. I want to tell the Jones family, you can come to Calvary and gain strength today. You can come to Calvary from that wheelchair. Bring your cancer. Bring your heartache. Bring your burden. Bring your sorrow. Bring your broken heart. Bring your dashed hopes. There's room in the tree for you this morning. So this morning, as I look at this tree of Lebanon, it says to every fowl, "Come and lodge in my branches." To all of those of us who are just common people, just commoners like I am, just facing the crowd, God says, "You can come." What does that mean? Truck driver, there's room in this tree for you. You can find refuge and comfort and strength. You can find forgiveness of sin. You can have your name written in heaven just like anybody else can. There's room at Calvary for you. I'm talking to you, sinner lad, out there. There's room for you. You're just a sinner. You're not an admiral. You're not a general. I don't have generals in the Navy, do they? You're not an admiral. You're not what else. You're just a common sinner. Just white trash. I'm sorry. Just a common sinner. And you're just another one of the guys. But I got news for you. God invites you to the tree. I'm talking to you, educable, slow, young folks over here in adults. God invites you. He invites the deaf. He invites the fallen. He invites the drunkard. He invites a rescue mission. Hey, this magnificent tree, the Bible said it was placed on a high mountain and imminent. Everybody can see it. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not, my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary, on a hill far away, to an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. To an old rugged cross, I will ever be true with shame and reproach that they bear. Let me tell you, you may not be able to afford a first-class seat on the airplane. You may not be able to afford a ticket on the airplane. You might not drive a Cadillac car. You might not live in a $500,000 house. You might not have a PhD. Maybe you can't read your own, write your own name. Or maybe you can't read your name if somebody else wrote it. But bless God, every fowl can come and lodge at this tree. So, Sparrow, walk down these aisles this morning. Put your trust and faith in that imminent tree, Calvary, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. But Jesus bared the cross alone, and all the world goes. Let me tell you, folks, there's room at the cross for you. So come, Sparrow. Just a nobody. Another face in the crowd. You lodge on the same branch where the peacock can find refuge. You can lodge on the same branch where the holy dove can find refuge. Come, raven. Come, unclean bird, unfit for sacrifice. Refuse at the altar. Come, unclean. But you say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. No, but he who wrote this knows what you've done. And he said, whosoever, whosoever. I called your attention. Come, Sparrow. Come and find refuge beneath the cross of Calvary. Come, raven, unclean, sinful. Come and be forgiven at the cross of Calvary. Come, blackbird, suffering, heartbroken, dreams shattered, plans dashed, hopes awry. And then I address the last crowd. Not only do I speak this morning to a common sparrow and say, there's room on the limbs of this tree for you. And I come to the wickedest sinner, the raven, and say, there's room for you. And I come to the blackbird, the one suffering and heartbroken and all your hopes are shattered, there's room for you. But I want to speak lastly to the giant eagle. The giant eagle. You've soared to heights. Men obey you. You have a six-figure at the end of your net worth. You're the boss. You have no problems financially. You're the giant eagle. You want not for money. The sparrow fears you. The ravens owe you. The swallows serve you. You dress in the best of feathers. And you drive the nicest of wings. You can fly south for the winter. Yet there beats in your breast the same hunger and the same sin, the same heartache. Don't you kid me. Listen carefully to me. Buckingham Palace can suffer just like Cabrini Green. And in that heart of that Queen of England, who stood and addressed her whole nation in defense of the way that she and royalty had responded to the death of Princess Diana, inside the breast of that queen, though she has a crown on her head with diadems and all jewels, there beats the same doubts and same hopes and same need, and she's got to come to the same tree that the sparrow comes to. And bless God, she can come to the same tree. Don't you tell me that Prince Charles, don't you tell me Prince Charles, when his former wife was suddenly taken, don't you tell me he didn't wonder where she is. Don't you tell me he doesn't wonder where he'll be. I've got news for you this morning. If you rode a rickety bus that broke down on the way to Sunday school, you can come to this tree. If you drove this morning in a Rolls Royce that cost $75,000, you've got to come to the same tree. God has not one limb for the rich and one limb for the poor. The rich and poor meet together in this tree. Don't kid yourself. You need the same tree. And God comes this morning, and God says to you, Bible club young people, you don't go to Hammond Baptist School. You didn't grow up in the First Baptist Church in Hammond. Your dad's not a deacon. Your dad doesn't sing in the tenor section of the choir. He probably sings in this section of the choir. Your family is not a family standard well-known name at First Baptist Church. I've got news for you. You precious young people that go to Hammond City Public Schools, and you sit there this morning, now with your name not engraved on the foundation of this building. I got news for you. The same Savior and the same cross holds out its hands to you and says, come. And you're just as welcome as the Hammond Baptist High School kids. I come today to you truck drivers and you sailors. I come to you rescue mission men. I come to you, dear, educable, slow people. And I say this morning, the old tree holds out its branches for you. Come to Calvary. You're just as welcome. I come to those of you, I come to the two or three of you that I know who've been prostitutes. You sold your body to wicked men like Rahab of old. I come this morning and say to you, come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord. He'll surely give you rest by trusting in His Word. I'll never forget that Sunday night. I stood right here. There was a wall right here then. And those doors back there was clear glass. I looked back there, and during the song service, there was a man had his nose up against that glass, like that, looking in. Brother Charlie Hand was on our staff then. I said, Brother Hand, go back there and invite that fella to come in. Brother Hand went back and said, sir, come on in. And that old bum, pardon the expression, nobody's a bum in the sight of God, but you know what I mean. That fallen man looked at Brother Charlie Hand and said, am I welcome in there? And Brother Hand smiled and hugged him and said, you sure are welcome in here. That man came, sat back there. I gave the invitation. He's one of the first ones to come down the aisle and trust the Savior. When God saw him coming, he's just as glad to see him coming if he'd seen Prince Charles walking down the other aisle. Angels shouted. Heaven became an old-fashioned camp meeting. The glory of God filled the holy place. I'll never forget. Service ended. I went back to my office. Counseled people that came by to see me and spent, 15, 20, 30 minutes there. I had to come back to the auditorium for something. I forget what it was. But I had to come back to the auditorium. I'm sitting over here on this side with that old bum. And I walked over and I said, sir, we've got to close the building. I said, it's time to go. We've got to lock up. The old bum began to cry and said, don't make me leave. Don't make me leave. It's heaven in here. It's hell out there. It's heaven in here. Don't make me leave. I hate to do it. I found a place for him to stay that night. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, every single old bum that comes in here is welcome in this tree. I say this morning, you street people up there, you people that slept last night on Lower Wacker Drive, but for the grace of God, I could have been right beside you last night. You mission men up here, my daddy would have been a mission man if it had a rescue mission. My dad was an alcoholic, but for the grace of God, I would follow my dad instead of my mom. The old tree holds out its branches and says, come to Calvary this morning. Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord. He shall surely give you rest by trusting in His Word. Come, eagle. Come from your lofty heights. Find refuge in the tree of Calvary. Come, common sparrow, seen by hundreds of thousands of people, there are millions like you. Come! You can come with the eagle and find forgiveness of sin and refuge and strength at Calvary. Come, wren. Come, beautiful red bird. Come, robin redbreast. There's room for you at Calvary. Come, blue jay. Come, pigeon. Come, dove. Come, bob white. Come, blackbird. Come, raven. Come to Calvary and this old tree. By the way, get this. This tree came from the top of another tree. It was taken from the top of another tree and planted in a high place where everybody could see it, a visible place where everybody could see it. This morning, I raised that old tree high. Just like Moses raised the serpent in the wilderness several thousand years ago, And I say, look, look. Charles Haddon Spurgeon was a 15-year-old boy looking and seeking. Every Sunday he'd go to church somewhere trying to find the answer to his needs. One day he was going down to a Pacific church and a snowstorm came. He couldn't get there. He stopped near a church and the pastor was held up with a snowstorm and he couldn't even get there. And a deacon stood up and extemporaneously spoke, "Oh, look unto Jesus." He said, "Look to Jesus." He looked up in the little balcony there, 15 people there that morning in the snowstorm, looked up and saw a 15-year-old lad visiting. He said, "Look to Jesus. Hey, lad, look to Jesus." Charles Haddon Spurgeon walked the aisle and looked to Jesus and found forgiveness of sin and found a new birth and found a home in heaven. And Charles Haddon Spurgeon became perhaps the greatest preacher that ever graced a pulpit. I'm so thankful this morning. It said, whosoever. Whosoever. That means me. If the Bible said, or whosoever, if it said if Jack Hiles would come, he could have everlasting life and wouldn't perish. That wouldn't be as good as this forever. You know why? It could have been talking about my grandson. There are two Jack Hiles in this world. There are three. In fact, there's one out in Arizona I found not long ago. It could have been one of them. But it said whosoever, that means me. And that means you. That means the sparrow, the common sparrow. That means the raven with its unclean life. That means the blackbird with its sorrow and suffering. And bless God, that means the eagle. All may come, and bless God, all must come to Calvary. That means this morning you come to Calvary and find refuge beneath the branches of the cross. And God will write your name in heaven, forgive your sins, make you his child. You can walk out that door a child of the King this morning. Whosoever. 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 That's you. In a few moments, we're going to stand and sing. I want everybody in this room who's never trusted Christ to come to Calvary. No leaving the service, please. I want everyone in this room today, come with your sins if you're a raven. Come as a commoner if you're a sparrow. Come with your broken heart if you're a blackbird. Condescend from your pride if you're an eagle and come to Calvary. An old story. I'll close with it. Chief Justice Charles Evans Hughes walked down the aisle of the First Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. one Sunday to join the church. The pastor was so shocked and pleased that the Chief Justice, well, I wish we had some old Baptist Chief Justice and now, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States was joining his church. Down at the other end of the line was a poor wretch, not of the same race, poor. The pastor stood up and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're so honored today to have Charles Evans Hughes." And Charles Evans Hughes, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, said, "Hold it, preacher. Hold it! Don't read my name first. Start at the other end of the line, for the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Come, sparrow, a nobody, a face in the crowd. Come, raven, unclean, sinful, wretched. Come, blackbird, burdened, diseased, pinion broken. Come, eagle, condescend from your lofty perch and find refuge at the cross. For God